The selves.
For she had a great variety of selves to call upon, far more than we have been able to find room for, since a biography is considered complete if it merely accounts for 6 or 7 selves, whereas a person may well have as many thousand. Choosing, then, only those selves we have found room for, Orlando may now have called the boy who cut the nigger's head down, the boy who strung it up again, the boy who sat on the hill, the boy who saw the poet, the boy who handed the queen the ball of rose water, or she may have called upon the young man who fell in love with Sasha, or upon the courtier, or upon the ambassador, or upon the soldier, or upon the traveller, or she may have wanted the woman to come to her, the gypsy, the fine lady, the hermit, the girl in love with life, the patroness of letters, the woman who called Ma, meaning hot baths and evening fires, or Shelmerdine, meaning crocuses in autumn woods, or Bonthrop, meaning the death we die daily, or all three together, which meant more things than we have space to write out. All were different, and she may have called upon any one of them. Perhaps, but what appeared certain, for we are now in the region of perhaps and appears, was that the one she needed most kept aloof, for she was, to hear her talk, changing herself as quickly as she drove, there was a new one at every corner, as happens when, for some unaccountable reason, the conscious self, which is the uppermost and has the power to desire, wishes to be nothing but oneself. This is what some people call the true self, and it is, they say, compact of all the selves we have it in us to be. Commanded and locked up by the captain self, the key self which amalgamates and controls them all. Orlando was certainly seeking this self, as the reader can judge from overhearing her talk as she drove, and if it is rambling talk, disconnected, trivial, dull, and sometimes unintelligible, it is the reader's fault for listening to a lady talking to herself. We only copy her words as she spoke them, adding in brackets which self in our opinion is speaking, but in this we may well be wrong.